You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
This will be perfect for our day at the museums, don't you think?
Oh, yes, Blair, the Picassos will be looking at you.
I can't wait to get back to Manhattan, especially Bloomingdale's.
Now, Blair, this is supposed to be a cultural field trip, not a shopping spree.
I know. But it's been so long since I've heard the clickety-click of a credit card machine. It's agony going cold turkey.
Ready for the Monopoly championship? I'll let you roll first this time, Blair.
Not now, Tootie. Too busy for children's games. Really, Mrs. Garrett. If I don't spend some money soon, I'll pull all my hair out.
Oh, terrific. We can finally find out what color the roots are.
Oh. Here's your Sunday New York Times. The world's only civilized newspaper.
Oh, great, you got the paper. Can I see the entertainment section?
Sure, Nancy. You can help plan our annual weekend of culture.
I already have plans. My boyfriend Roger's meeting me in New York.
Monopoly, Nancy? I'll start you with an extra 10,000.
Can't, Tootie. I've got to do something with this dull hair. Roger expects it to shine. Try turtle wax.
Doesn't anybody want to play?
Well, I will in a minute, Tootie.
Hey, guys. I heard some really hot gossip about our headmaster.
Mr. Harris?
What?
He wears a toupee.
Tootie, spreading gossip isn't very nice. No kidding, a toupee.
Everyone knows Harris wears a rug.
Yeah, that's old news.
You'll have to try a little harder, kid.
I'm not a kid. Just because I'm not going on your dumb, boring, stupid trip to New York. I don't want to go anyway. Why can't I go?
Oh, Tootie, we'd love to have you along, but this trip is only for the upper grades.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Natalie.
Want to play Monopoly? Can't, Tootie. I'm planning my wardrobe for New York.
You're going too?
I told you I'm writing an article for the school paper on the UN. They're taking me along. How do you like these jeans for the trip?
Very nice.
Yeah, real sexy.
Pack up, Brooke Shields, you're through.
Hey, you see my new blouse?
She got another.
I'll try it on for you.
I know, you're
great. How about some milk and cookies to ease the pain a bit, huh?
Sure, milk and cookies for the little baby.
Oh, I know how you feel. Back home on the farm, I was the youngest. Sometimes I felt like the eggs were older than I was.
I'm tired of being treated like a child around here. Nobody pays any attention to me. I wish I could age real fast.
What's the rush? Just think of all the fun you'd be missing.
I'm missing it already.
Relax. You'll be older before you know it.
Now, you listen to her. She speaks from experience.
Forget the milk and cookies, Mrs. Garrett. I don't have much of an appetite right now.
Poor kid. Uh-oh. I better get to town. I'm getting an eye exam. I really need new glasses. Oh, I suppose they're gonna have to dilate my eyes, huh? Ooh, I hate it when they put those cold drops on my warm eyeballs.
Well, you gotta swear you'll keep this a secret. I shouldn't even be telling you.
Then don't.
I wouldn't. But I need something sneaky done. And you're the best. Now promise me you won't tell.
Look, where I come from, you squeal and they ship your tongue to Cleveland.
Great. Now listen, Saturday night in New York, I'm going to sneak out of the hotel. Big deal. If Mrs. Garrett comes around, you have to cover for me.
Why? Where are you going to be? At the bank, visiting your money?
You really don't need to trouble yourself with the details.
Then I don't need to trouble myself with a cover for you either.
All right. I'll be out with Roger.
Roger? You mean the Roger that's going steady with Nancy?
Semi-steady. He's taking me to see Baryshnikov.
You'd rip off a friend to see some leaping Lithuanian?
Russian, you Neanderthal. I told Roger, that is the rottenest thing I have ever heard of. And he said, what Nancy doesn't know won't hurt her. So I said, okay, fine.
Well, you guys won't think it's so fine when Nancy hears about it.
Don't get me wrong. I am not after Roger. I'm after Baryshnikov.
Eavesdropping again, Tootie? Don't sneak up on me like that. I was just going in.
It usually helps to open the door.
As I was saying, Halston really has a terrific line.
Yeah, I've been out with him. Can't believe a word he says.
Nancy, hi. Something wrong?
I just got off the phone with Roger. I could strangle someone.
Whatever for?
We were going to meet in New York. Now he says he can't. He's stuck with relatives.
Oh.
Probably some kissing cousins.
Sorry, Nancy. We'd really love to hear all about it, but I promised Joe I'd help her tune up her motorcycle. Come on, Joe. Excuse me.
Too bad, Nancy.
Sure, Tootie. See you later.
Why don't you stick around?
I would, but I've got to find somebody to talk to.
Thanks.
What I meant was someone older than you who's had her guts ripped out by love.
Then I guess you wouldn't be interested in hearing what I've heard about Roger.
Roger? What about him?
Maybe you'd want to hear it from someone who's had her guts ripped out by love.
Tootie, what are you talking about?
Oh, you wouldn't want to hear it from a kid.
Tootie, have you ever swallowed one of these?
Well, okay, since you put it that way. Roger's got tickets to Baryshnikov in New York, and he's taking Blair.
He what?
He's got tickets to Baryshnikov.
I'll kill him! I'll kill her! I'll kill myself! This will not pass unnoticed.
Blair is in trouble.
There you are, you.
You.
Yes, here I am.
Me, me.
Don't play innocent with me, you sneaky, slimy man-stealer.
How dare you call me slimy?
You know you're trying to steal Roger.
Are you crazy? I wouldn't steal Roger. Well, I could, but I wouldn't.
Are you denying that you plan to see Baryshnikov with Roger in New York?
Oh, that. Well, you know how I love Baryshnikov, and he had these tickets, and I just melted, and who told you?
A very close friend, El Slimo. You're hot stuff. Baby, this will cool you off. What's the matter with Nancy? Skip the question.
You mouse. You are so low. How could you?
Is this something you want to get off your chest?
You blabbed everything about me and Roger, didn't you?
I told you before, I don't squeal.
Not much. I should have known better than to trust you.
Hey, nobody says I break my word.
I just said it.
Ooh. You want to say it again?
No. I never want to say anything to you again. Ever.
Is that a promise?
Wait, Tootie, let me get this straight. You mean Blair's actually trying to steal Nancy's guy? I've got to hand it to you, Tootie. Now you're dishing up some great dirt. I try to please.
Hey, Tootie, how about coming up to our room tonight?
Sure, okay. I just love it when we women get together.
Oh, great. Right. It's not bad. Oh, great. Great.
I'll get your mail, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Edna? You okay?
Is that talking blur you, Howard?
They dilated your eyes, didn't they?
Oh, did they ever. Whew, I feel like Tarzan. I got here traveling from tree to tree. Only instead of swinging in them, I was hugging them.
I better help you to your room here.
No, thanks. I'm getting pretty good at the bump and find system. See? Now, I'll just check the dining room, and then I'll... You know what I'll... Oh, I'm fine, Howard. You know what I'll do then? I'll just sleep it off, you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
Here. Mrs. Garrett, are you okay?
Tootie, are those twins you?
One of us is.
Oh, dear. I better sit down. I can't see straight. Furniture.
Let me help you.
Oh, thanks, hon. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Really? My Uncle Jerome was like that.
He couldn't see either?
No, especially on Saturday night.
Well, it's amazing what a couple of drops can do to your vision.
I guess it depends on how big the drops are. You want me to get you something to make you feel better?
Oh, no thanks, honey. I'll just sleep it off. That's really the best cure.
My Uncle Jerome says the best cure is plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz? I couldn't even hit the glass.
That's a good one, Mrs. Garrett.
You didn't get any mail, Tootie.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Come on, you can tell me.
Okay, Mrs. Garrett was just in here, and she was really funny.
She's always funny.
No, funny like this. She could hardly walk.
No.
Yes. I guess she didn't have enough lunch with her wine.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. Tell him to. She doesn't miss a thing.
It's no big deal. Mrs. Garrett just came from town and she was a little wobbly.
Tootie said she was loaded to the eyeball.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett,
wait a minute.
I didn't say she was loaded to the eyeballs. Maybe to the kneecaps. But this isn't something that should get around.
Oh, absolutely not.
Who would we tell?
It's all over school. Why am I the last to know? I should be the first to know. I'm the headmaster. Yes. Yes, Mrs. Garrett is a highly respected member of our Eastland staff. But if she has a drinking problem, the appropriate steps will have to be taken. Yes. Thank you.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Mrs. Garrett, do you have a moment?
Mr. Harris, sure. Welcome. Sit down, please, while I finish misting Gertrude. How dry I am. How dry
Yes, that's a catchy tune. That's an interesting fogger.
It was a lot more fun emptying it the first time.
I'll bet. And Mrs. Garrett, I'm going to come right to the point. There's a very ugly rumor going around this school.
Oh, it got back to you.
Yes, yes, it did.
Well, I think that folks will forget about it if we all just ignore it, don't you?
Mrs. Garrett, this is a very serious matter.
I understand, Mr. Harris. It is serious to you. But no one else is going to lose any hair. Sleep over it.
Well, obviously, I can't let you take those girls to New York.
Oh, Mr. Harris, good heavens. Who are the girls going to tell in New York? Don't you think you're overreacting a bit?
Well, that's not the point. I am very concerned about your drinking problem.
My drinking problem?
Good. We've got it out in the open. That's a beginning.
That's ridiculous. I may have an occasional glass of wine with my dinner, but I...
Mrs. Garrett, word of your drunken spree has spread all over the campus.
What is being spread all over the campus could make the petunias grow.
Mrs. Garrett, do you deny that yesterday you stumbled into the cafeteria, knocked over the furniture, and then crawled around on the floor?
I never crawled on the floor.
But the rest...
Mr. Harris, my eyes were dilated.
I'm sure they were.
I had just come from the eye doctor. I couldn't see a thing. Look, I shouldn't have to prove it, but here's my eyeglasses prescription.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett. Oh, I don't have to see that. I believe you. I never should have doubted you. I can't apologize enough.
No, you can't.
I don't understand how on earth an ugly rumor like this got started about you.
I don't either. The only one who saw me come back was Howard and... Judy. Oh. Is someone in trouble?
No, I still can't believe she's a drinker. She never has anything stronger than iced tea.
Who said she was a drinker?
You did.
I didn't exactly put it that way.
Look at it this way. Thanks to you, maybe we can get Mrs. Garrett some professional help.
Yeah, Judy, someday you'll look back and say, this was my finest blab.
Judy, I'd like to have a word with you.
I bet you want more than just one.
Shall we go talk in the kitchen?
Near the knives? Please don't be mad, Mrs. Garrett. It got out of hand, honest. It's not my fault.
And what if my so-called drinking problem had gotten me fired? Whose fault would it have been?
All I did was pass on a little information.
No, no. What you passed on was some misinformation.
Then why were you bumping into all the furniture?
Well, if you had asked me before, you would have known. I had my eyes dilated at the doctor's office. Everything was blurred.
Then you don't have a problem? Mrs. Garrett, I'm so glad. And don't worry, no one can spread the good news around faster than I can.
That's for sure.
You still mad?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are mad around here. Must be an epidemic.
What do you mean?
Well, Nancy's not talking to Blair, and Blair's not talking to Joe.
She's not? How'd that one get by me?
Rumor has it that Joe blabbed some secret about Blair. But I don't believe that rumor. Do you?
I think I can clear it up for you. Joe didn't blab, I did.
That figures.
Seems like I've been doing a lot of that lately. But the older girls are finally paying attention to me.
Oh, Tootie, they may be paying attention to you and love all your gossip. But do you think any one of them would ever confide in you or trust in you like a real friend?
I've really messed things up for the girls, haven't I?
Mm.
What do I do to fix it?
I suggest you go out there and tell everybody the truth.
How strong a suggestion is that?
Very.
What'd she say?
No big deal. If anybody wants to leave, go right ahead. I'm sure you're all very busy. That's what I was afraid of. I guess you've all noticed that for the past few days I've been head anchor girl around here. And it's been heaven.
Tootie, you're dragging your anchor.
The bad news is, I may have gone overboard, like on some of my stories. I might have exaggerated a little, especially about Mrs. Garrett being drunk.
Tootie.
It's okay, Natalie. She was never drunk at all. See, what happened was she had her eyeballs diluted.
Is that good?
Close enough.
Well, that's about it.
Judy?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Blair, you know that secret you told Joe about Roger, and it was only between the two of you? Well, it was between the three of us.
You sneaky, rotten little blabbermouth.
Yeah, I got bad rapped on account of you, you little creep. I'll get you for this. Not if I get her first.
Gee, they're taking it better than I thought. Oh, well, I'm glad everything's settled.
Whoa! Hold it, Speedy. You're not out of the woods yet.
What do you mean?
Well, there's the matter of war reparations for the damage you have done. Now, since you insist on wagging your tongue, wag it over these.
What are those?
Invitations to the alumni dance. The envelopes have to be sealed. All 1,000 of them.
Just call me Tootie Chapstick.
Oh, and Tootie, don't forget the stamps. And Tootie.
Yeah?
We're still friends.
Well, I guess I know what I'll be doing while you guys are in New York. I'll help you, Tootie.
Yeah, come on. Shouldn't take that long.
Yeah.
Come on.
What the heck? As they say at the Oscars, the envelopes, please.
Get 'em right.